Are you done with being that pregnant or postpartum mom in the gym who is always stuck on the sidelines feeling horrible, saying, "How come no one ever told me this?" Are you ready to finally say no to a mom life filled with excess weight, injury, overwhelm, and fatigue? Then help is here. Welcome to the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast, where we dive deep into the information you need to be the strongest woman in and out of the gym, even if you are a mom. If you are done going through your pregnancy or postpartum fitness journey clueless and unprepared, if you are ready to commit and say yes to being that badass fit mom who is shredded and stronger than before the baby, well, listen up. Because this is where we talk about all of the things your doctor or trainer never told you about, so that you can achieve the body you want and take your athletic strength and performance to the next level. Get ready, because here's your host, Daisy Bravo.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to 2022 and another episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. And this wouldn't be the new year without an episode talking all about fitness goals and how to set yourself out right for the new year. I know it's very easy to lose track of your goals and get overwhelmed. And there's a date, I think it's 2 weeks after New Year's is pretty much when everyone falls off track of all their resolutions. And I don't want that to be you. So I just wanted to come on today and set you right for 2022. I've got a special little gift for you to get you started right. This is a little PDF, which I call the 2022 Goal Getting and Habit Stacking Action Plan. Send me an email, daisy@strongmomsfitness.com. If you want a copy of this guide, I will send it right over to you and we can kind of work on this together. It's just a quick little Dropbox link and you can download this PDF really easily. So just drop me an email, again, daisy@strongmomsfitness.com, and I will forward you this guide. If you're already subscribed to a Strong Moms Fitness email list, you should have got this in a previous email from me on January 3rd, then a link to that is already included. So hopefully you're fired up and you're ready for 2022, and you want to make this the best year ever. What I want to do with you today is a mini mindset exercise that will help you get set up for success. My goal is to help take you and your fitness to the next level for 2022. And chances are you've set quite a few goals in the past. And just the fact that you're listening to this podcast, you're still listening to me ramble, it's a pretty good hint that you are just a focused and goal-oriented individual. And you also want to make 2022 a success. So today, I just want to crank that up a bit and get you set up for success with this 2022 goal setting and habit stacking action plan. So again, email me, daisy@strongmomsfitness.com, if you haven't already. And if you haven't received the email yet, I suggest probably pausing this podcast, coming back to it a little bit later when you have that guide in front of you. But if you're driving, you can do this all in your mind. That's totally cool too. What if this year, we expanded the idea of goals into something even bigger and a bigger vision of success? So think about what would make 2022 a successful year for you. And what would you look back on in amazement, pride, or excitement looking back that you've achieved? And I'm not just talking about health and fitness goals here. You know, that is a premise of Strong Moms Fitness, but I'm talking all about every aspect of your life. It could be career, family, your social network. It could be a spiritual connection. And what would you look back on and think, wow, that's awesome. Like, look what I actually accomplished when I set my mind to something. And you're on the right track with your success. And your success vision when you start to smile or get some of these butterflies in your stomach, that this is a possibility. And here is where the rubber meets the road. It is time to live as if you've already reached that success. And what would your day look like today if you have already achieved that success or goal or idea or vision, you know, pretending that it's 1 year from today? What if that really was today? What daily habits would you have picked up along the way? And it is time to start doing them now, to adopt these habits of that future version of yourself. Now, this is one of the most surefire ways to turn your goals into reality, and it helps you learn and build the skills, habit, and mindset that will support your vision of success. Even more importantly, it helps you create lifestyle changes where this new way of living becomes almost automatic. Strong Moms Fitness, I'm not all about quick fixes or yo-yo dieting. I'm all about real lifelong change. And even from a new mom perspective, we're not about jumping into insane fitness that you're not ready for after baby. We're all about starting from the building blocks and rehabbing. And I like to treat goals that way too. If you jump in like 1,000,000% and you're trying 100 new things, come January 1st, you are going to set yourself up for failure. So I want your New Year's goal to become something that's sustainable, something that's permanent, so that you are not repeating the same goals next year and saying, okay, I am finally doing XYZ because I failed at it the last number of years. So let's jump in to this 2022 goal setting guide. I've got the guide open. Hopefully you've got it too. If you're driving or doing some other task, definitely listen along. And if you have time and you want to jump into the guide a little bit later, either with me or on your own, totally okay. You know, the fact is that every year, millions of people make New Year's resolutions to improve their lives, but more than 80% of those people actually give up on their goals, according to research. Now, this workbook is not focused on white knuckling and disciplining yourself towards your goals, because that approach doesn't work. Instead, I want you to focus on that one thing that separates people who only dream about their future success from those that actually turn their dreams into a reality. And it's all about taking action, and the right action. Not just any action, but focusing on intentional and deliberate action that actually, one, works with your lifestyle, two, gets real value to the quality of your life, three, gets and keeps you excited about the future so that you can continue achieving your goal, and four, something that steadily moves you closer to your personal vision of success. Alrighty, so the first step is to actually begin with the end in mind. So as long as you're not driving or operating heavy machinery, so if you are able to, I want you to close your eyes for a minute and pretend that it is December 31st, 2022, and you're sitting down with a friend for a yummy lunch, and you're looking back over the year. You're thinking about how proud of yourself you are for everything you've accomplished, for pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, and for living the year with intention. You feel fulfilled, at peace, excited about the future, and successful in the important areas of your life. Things like your relationship, health and fitness, career, spirituality and contribution, personal growth, lifestyle and adventure, and finances. And what does success look like for you in those areas? And when I say you, I am not talking about how other people define success. I'm talking about how you would define success and what that would truly look like for you. One of the important things to remember is that success doesn't always mean you've arrived, but it does mean that you're happy with your progress in a certain period of time. Now, what does that little inner voice in your head whisper to you about the things you really want to do in your life? The things that bring you value, joy, and fulfillment. So I've got a couple of ideas that might get your brain going and get you on track. So something like a deeper, more committed relationship with your partner, your body, just a little bit more each day, completing a bucket list item like running a marathon, hiking a mountain, or writing a book. Finally, starting that side hustle or side business you wanted. Maybe it's finding your dream job or advancing up some corporate ladder, losing an extra couple of pounds and gaining some energy. Maybe you wanted to upgrade your living situation. Maybe you want to do a renovation or move altogether. Maybe you want to just feel calmer, happier, and more centered. Maybe you want to have the pregnancy of your dreams. And maybe you just want to get back to the gym after baby and totally crush it. So these are a few ideas to help you get started with your brainstorming. Don't worry about how you're going to get there. That's going to come. But right now, I want you to just take some time and envision your personal success goals and really feel them, just like deep down feel them, and imagine what your day-to-day life would look like and all the emotions that you'll experience when they become a reality. Write all of this down if you're able to, and don't leave any details out. So here's the next step. This is actually where the good stuff happens. It's time to scan your list and think about the habits you will need to develop in your daily routine that will move you closer to your vision of success. Of course, you do not have to overhaul your life with a dozen new habits right away. An example of some results-driven habits. If your vision of success is a deeper relationship with your partner, your habit could be non-negotiable Friday date nights, for example. If your vision is to start climbing a mountain, your new habit could be going for hikes or long walks 3 to 5 days a week. If your vision of success is to start a side business or side hustle, your habit could be spending half an hour every day working towards that goal. So just little baby steps to get you on the track of making good habits. Now, when you're coming up with your own habits, and it's important to keep them realistic, obviously, these can and will be habits that expand and evolve over time. So you can add time and energy and throw more resources at it or more money at it as they become more ingrained into your daily routine. Like, for example, the individuals that never worked out ever, and then they go and spend, I don't even know how much it costs for a Peloton, but I know it's pretty darn expensive. You've never worked out before. Is it best to go and spend all that money right away on an expensive piece of equipment? Maybe just start with running shoes and go for a walk. Make this more realistic habit. Just because you can't spend $3,000 on the Peloton does not mean that you can improve your fitness. So starting small and achieving daily and weekly wins will help you build up momentum so you can actually be able to follow through, crush your goals. So I wanted to talk about your top 12. This will be on page 9 of your guide. And it is important to take a look at your vision of success for 2022 in the areas of your life that are most important to you. Write those down. Now, your goal here in this step is to come up with 12 results-driven habits that you can add into your life, one for each of the month. So remember, just keep them super simple, super achievable. Again, like Friday date nights, whatever is easy and actionable for you, and those can change. So the next step is your action plan. Now that you've got those 12 new habits, it's time to decide the order you want to tackle them in. So if you are going to try to instill too many new habits at once, you're going to set yourself up for overwhelm and failure, obviously. So I just want you to start with one in January and continue adding one new habit every month for the rest of the year. This approach may take a little longer It is definitely worth it because you won't be setting the exact same goals again next year in 2023. It's like you're evolving as you go. This is just part of you and you're just expanding upon it. So, which ones do you want to start with? I'm a big believer in starting with habits that you are most passionate about, that are most important to you, and the ones that are going to give you the most amount of reward for not as much of an investment. So easy, achievable, that's what I'm all about. So when you do this, you'll get those quick wins that'll help you stay motivated and give you a big shot of results, like right out of the gate. Now remember, make sure that habit is realistic and something you actually have time for without creating a big disruption to your daily life, especially if you have got a crazy job or a busy family. This needs to be something totally realistic. It's not realistic to go from 0 workouts a week to 6-hour-long workouts a week, for example, but making it for shorter time or less frequency is more realistic. So you can always add later and become more proficient. The key is to motivate yourself towards success with more success. So that's just like motivation. And as you build on more success, it's going to motivate you more. It's not a vicious cycle, it's an awesome cycle. So each month, you're going to add a new habit. So in January, you'll start with one habit. February, you'll stack on another habit and continue on to that. And then at the end of the year, you're going to have 12 new awesome habits that you have implemented in this past year. In my guide, I've included this habit tracker, which is printable, one for every month to help you stay focused and on task. And the guide also goes through how to use all these habit tracker sheets, making sure that you're achieving your goals. I am really stoked. Send me an email, daisy@strongmomsfitness.com. Ask for this 2022 goal setting and habit stacking action plan to help you create a foundation of healthy habits that bring your vision to life. The real magic that makes this approach a proven winner is not just the fact that you become clear on your vision of success, but that you develop the lifestyle that helps you achieve it. I believe in you, and I know that you are capable of greatness. So I am going to leave you and give you time and opportunity to start working on this habit stacking and goal setting action plan. I hope you take the time to go through this action plan, and I'd love your feedback on that. So, daisy@strongmomsfitness.com, thanks so much for checking out the Strong Moms Fitness podcast today, and I hope you join me again next week for another episode of the Strong Moms Fitness podcast. And also, I wanted to remind you about my new book that is helpful for anything core, diastasis, mom pooch, flattening those abs after baby, which includes a lot of information and education as to how you need to heal properly after baby, why you shouldn't jump into insane workouts. And it's also a 12-week workout plan. So you check that out, flatabsafterbaby.com. All the information that you need is right there. Thanks so much for joining me. And I'll see you next week on the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in. And we look forward to seeing you next time on the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Now remember, go subscribe so that you are the first to know as soon as new episodes drop. Also, be sure you don't miss out on your chance to win a free program of your choice from Strong Moms Fitness. All you have to do is leave a 5-star review, screenshot it before you submit, and send it to daisy@strongmomsfitness.com. Your review helps other people find our show. And as a thank you, once a month we choose the review that makes us all warm and tingly inside and award that lucky lady a free program of their choice. So do it now. It could be you. See you next time, you badass mom, you.